don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Madtown, you know it comes each and every week, and that's Breaking Bad News.
Yes, girl. You got to break bad news? You should just call us.
And that's why we have Miss Raven on the line. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, she sounds very down.
We're okay. How are you?
Okay. I'm dreading this a little bit. This is not going to be easy.
Well, we got you, girl. Yeah. So what's going on?
Okay, so I'm calling to break the bad news to my twin sister that I'm going to have my best friend be my maid of honor instead of her at my wedding.
Oh. So why did you come to this conclusion?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so my sister, I love her, but she is really rude and obnoxious and can be super condescending, and she puts me down in front of other people in public all the time, and it's really embarrassing and hurtful. And you know, I'm getting married in January, and I just don't want that energy up there with me. I want my best friend. I want someone who I know is going to have my back. So you know, and I started to talk to my fiance about all this as well, and I would rather have it be my lifelong best friend than someone who's going to diss me in front of everyone else.
Did you ask your sister originally, or she just said, listen, I'm going to be it. I don't care what you have to say.
She just assumed, she just started talking like it was a fact and, you know, putting me in this awkward position. And so.
This is like a Dr. Phil show.
This is.
Yeah, there's some people that just assume that, no, of course I'm the one. I'm the one.
Sisters do, you know. And then not only that, your twin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They say twins can feel each other's pain.
I know. Uh-oh. You think she can feel your pain?
She's going to feel her sister being pissed off is what she's going to feel.
Yeah, she is.
All right, honey. So obviously, like you said, you're going to break that news to her. How long has this been going on where she thought she was going to be the maid of honor?
It's been about a month since we announced our engagement, and so I'd say a month.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. I mean, it's never going to be easy to break something like this to your sister, but at least, you know, you didn't wait longer.
Well, hopefully she hasn't already like planned your bachelorette party.
She probably has. She's just excited, I bet. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you break the bad news to your sister that it is true. She really never was that girl that you envisioned standing next to you with a bouquet, helping you get married, and she will not be the maid of honor. Your bestie will be. Mm-hmm. By the way, is your best friend and your sister, are they good friends?
Yeah, I mean, we all grew up together having sleepovers since we were little girls, so, I mean, they all know each other.
This might cause some tension.
Awkward tension.
All right, well, we'll figure it out next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news to your sister, not a fun situation, because when you're talking about family.
Yep.
You can't run far from them.
You can't, you know, and sisters especially take ownership a lot of times where maybe they should or shouldn't. Raven's calling to break the bad news. She's getting married in January. Her sister just assumed that she was going to be the maid of honor, but she wants her lifelong best friend to be the maid of honor.
Right. Now, hopefully she wouldn't be someone that would want to steal the spotlight, but it sounds like when your sister probably acts out, that's how it seems. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, although your sister will not, and then we'll just eventually chime in, girl, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, girl.
Hello.
Oh, she sounds nice. Yeah, she does.
Vanessa, hey. How you doing?
What's up? Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, crazed with planning and everything, but I'm good. actually, yeah, so I'm calling in regards to the planning. I wanted to talk to you about the wedding.
Oh, great. I have already got awesome ideas for your bachelorette party.
Oh my gosh. Oh, of course she does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for thinking about that. Well, of course. Why wouldn't I? Well, okay, so Vanessa, I know that you want to do everything you can to make this a special day for me, and I really appreciate that. But things have been really hard, especially over the last couple of years. I feel like you sometimes put me down in front of other people, and it makes me really uncomfortable. And I've always kind of dreamed of having Sarah be up there with me instead. And,
Oh God, there it goes.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah,
Wes.
And I really want Sarah to be my maid of honor, and I hope that you can understand.
What? Yep, time to chime in.
It's time.
Hi, is this Miss Vanessa?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, girl. Well, we are friends of your sister, Raven. This is Chris and Tracy. We're on Chris of the Morning Rush and Night Through in Gems and Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot to take in. Uh-huh. We get it.
It is.
We need to breathe.
Yep.
Your sister says she needed our help because that was kind of hard for her to say. But in actuality, it is true. She does not see you as that one and only lady standing by her, or man, if she chose a man, to be her maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she even asked you to be her maid of honor, it sounds like.
Yeah.
She wants her friend.
She didn't have to. Oh. I'm her sister.
Mm. Right.
That we care everything.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, she kind of was letting us know, like, in the past, sometimes you'll not maybe purposely, or you are doing it on purpose to make her feel bad about, I don't know, who she is or what she looks like. And
she doesn't. I don't understand. Raven, what are they talking about? Is this because I'm making her than you?
You know that's true. Sometimes when we're around other people, I feel like you'll say a really passive comment to make, you know, put me down, like make it sound like you're not proud of me, that you think you're better than me, and it's really hard.
Look, that couldn't further from the truth. Of course I'm proud of you. If you are having your own insecurities because I'm making more money than you right now, I mean, that's what I do.
Okay,
I have never put you down.
Nothing to do with this, okay? I'm talking about things that you've been doing this for years.
So do you think there's another way, Raven, that Vanessa could be more a part of the wedding if it's not maid of honor, you know, to make her feel like she has a key role in your wedding?
Like handout programs.
Oh my God, no. I am not.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
You're
handing out programs.
We're trying to just lighten up the mood. That's all.
It's not like it's a music concert or something.
Exactly. Yeah. No. You know, if there was some other role, a key role, just as important as a maid of honor.
I know what you should do. I think you should have two maid of honors.
Ooh, great idea.
Who says you can't have two?
I love that.
Just have your girlfriend stand next to you.
I love that.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It is an option.
I know. I love it.
I mean, Vanessa, is this like, can you understand that it's really important for me to have Sarah up there with me, and that I want you to be there and involved in a really important way, but I want her to be that person for this ceremony?
I mean, I don't understand. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but I mean, can I just ask you, can I plan the bachelorette party? Because I'm sorry, I love Sarah, but she will do something super lame.
Mm. I don't want that girl.
Okay, well,
that's a compromise.
I do admit that you throw a better party.
Woo!
That's a compromise.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, good.
Listen, I hope something is included in that bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're going to Wisconsin Dells.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're going to the classic Chubbies.
That's right.
Or Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Trey and I will be coming with you, too.
Yeah,
so
just give us a call.
We're fine.
Yeah, we love that kind of stuff.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.